Well, what about not a something bigger than a hill? Have you ever heard of a geographical thing called a knob?
Yes.
What is a knob?
Well, it's larger. The only thing I can say is that it's, I mean, if you just go up a little hill, you know, that's a hill. But if you get into a good-sized place, it's called a knob.
What, even bigger than that, something really big would be a what?
Mountain.
Okay. What about a big rock face on a mountain that's maybe a couple of hundred feet high, or a what? Straight down.
Precipice.
Okay, you ever hear it called a cliff or a...
Yeah.
And if it's got water coming over it, there'll be a big what?
Waterfall.
Okay. What are some of the different types of road surfaces?
Asphalt and concrete and gravel.
Okay. What about the black sticky stuff?
Tar.
Okay, and then a country road might just be plain...
Gravel.
Okay.
Dirt.
Okay. You remember when they used to come around and spray oil on the roads in front? You could hire a man to come around and put oil on the road in front of the house to hold the dust down. I remember that now.
Yeah, and I've ridden over many a dirt road, too, behind the old buggy and the old horse. Cloppity clop, clop, clop. And
raising
we
back.
Used to walk, you know, all the time, everywhere we'd go. And I said, honestly, speaking of being in the country, used to, it would thrill me to death that we just walk miles, you know, take off and go from here to yonder and just walking.
Yeah.
Just you know, take out around in the lanes. And we used to have to go, we had an old Ford car. And we went up, and one of my aunts lived down in the end of nowhere. And you went to Rover, Tennessee. Do you know where that is?
No, I don't believe I do.
Well, it's about 16 miles from Shelbyville. But it's sort of, yeah, it's going on toward Eagleville. You know, you've heard of Eagleville, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know where Eagleville is.
Well, you go on the highway, I believe they've paved it now, since Aunt Mary passed away. But anyway, you'd get on this little place there at Rover, what we call Rover. It was a country store, you know, and you'd leave the main road there, and honestly, great big old boulders in the middle of and rocks, you know, and you go over this way, and of course, you know, your axles and things were way up high and on these little wheels, you know, about so big. But, oh, that 2 miles was worse than going all the way up to Tennessee.
What about if you're walking along and a dog would run out if you're in walking along a country road and a dog ran out and barked at you, might pick up a what and throw at it?
Stick.
Okay, or
a rock.
Okay. And if you knock at somebody's door and nobody answers, you say, well, I don't guess they're...
home.
Okay.
Or here.
Okay. If somebody is not going away from you, they'd be coming...
toward you.
Okay. You might come home and if you see somebody you haven't seen for a long time, you might come home and tell your husband, well, guess who I ran...
into.
Okay. And if a child has the same name as his father, you say that the child is named...
after his father.
What do you say to a dog to make him attack another dog?
Stick him.
Okay. What about a small, noisy dog that maybe yaps a lot? Do you ever hear anybody call him a thing like a feist or a fife?
Yeah, a feist.
Okay. You ever hear anybody use the term dog bit? Say he was dog bit instead of bitten by a dog.
Yes, I've heard it.
That used to happen to postmen a lot. I don't think it does anymore.
Well, this youngest son of mine carried the mail here for